Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Oh my god. Welcome back
to
K-pop Capers
Season 2.
Season 2, baby.
Oh my god, we're back. It's been a while.
It's been so long.
It's been a hot minute.
Hot minute. However, as you can tell, it's not just me and Zuria.
What is up?
McCoy. Come introduce yourself, broski.
Hello, I'm McCoy. I'm president of K-pop Dance Off.
Wow.
Okay, but currently, as you can see the space, I got no space to dance. However, we will talk about, basically, I want to get to know McCoy. Zuria wants to get to know McCoy.
Yes.
And the main point is what, Zuria? What's the main point of today?
Today, we, basically, K-pop Capos. Season 2, welcome to Season 2. We are rebranding because we want to be more involved in the Singaporean K-pop community.
Yeah, because, like, as much as, like, being gossipy is fun, like, let's be informational a bit
also. Let's be collaborative, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so, Zul, what should we ask McCoy first? Oh, my God.
So, McCoy, tell us more about KDO.
Yes.
Okay, KDO, K-pop Dance Off, is basically a community created by Scape.
Okay.
Free for the community. And, you know, just for people to share their love for K-pop. Just, you know, we hold like random dance, play dance, right? Uh-huh. And if you know the song, just go up and dance. There's no judgment, there's no fee. You don't have to register, just come if you want to bring your friends, right? It's just that kind of culture, just to love K-pop in general.
Right.
Love it.
So for those who do not know what random play dance is, right, can you share a bit more? Maybe like Zuria, I think you should know lah.
Okay,
Zul.
Wait. So at Skate, there's this like every
second Friday of the month.
Yeah, every second Friday of the month. Since like 2012, you can just like everyone just comes together and dance. But then I know you rebrand it to K-pop random.
Yeah, KRPD.
KRPD.
It sounds more cool, like, you know, like LAPD, like a police department. Our posters also.
Yeah, I saw.
Put like a police badge.
I saw. Yeah. KRPD. Yeah. So K-pop random play dance. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then original. It's at Bandstand, right?
It's currently at Bandstand. Yeah, it has been for the past year, basically when we came back, and a bit before, you know, when COVID hit. Also, we were at Bandstand for about another year or so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have like themes every KRPD? Like, how does the system work?
We do not have any special themes unless it's, you know, like Halloween. Maybe, okay, for Christmas it's usually like another event, but we just usually go with, you know, just milestones. The other time we had one before COVID, which was our 100th volume, our 100th month. Or 110? We celebrated 100 and 111th or something like the 111s. So, you know, we just made it slightly bigger.
Okay.
Have some guest performances, you know, have some people sign boards and everything just to show like, oh, it was once here. Yeah, Halloween is like all dressed up and we choose like some more spooky related songs.
Right. Yeah. When you're talking about Halloween, I was like literally thinking, what Halloween K-pop songs are there? In my head, it's just like, you know the cursed TikTok? Yeah. Zim zalabim zim zim zalabim zim.
Oh
zim.
No,
that's something.
That's right. Vix. This is them old.
Voodoo doll.
Voodoo doll. Yeah. Vix. Like, it's literally the dance, right? They had to censor it because it was literally, the member like stabbed themselves and then like, as in like, illusion. Yeah, but there are songs like that.
Yeah.
Dreamcatcher.
I love Dream. I love Boca.
Red Velvet Monster.
Red Velvet Monster.
Irene and Seulgi.
Irene and Seulgi.
I love Irene and Seulgi. 28 Reasons. I think that's very, oh my god. 28 Reasons is so crazy though, right?
Yes, it's a very
I'm okay, I'm so like McCoy, if you're new here, I'm very, I get random like thoughts that just come into my head sometimes. Then Zuri, I just be like, hey, Kayum, what the hell? Can you get together? No, but legit though, okay, let's do a quick chat. 28 Reasons. Thoughts, opinions? By Seulgi, yeah.
I'm not familiar with it. Not as much, yeah.
It grew on me.
Right. Do you know what's the opening lyric to 28 Reasons?
Oh, I kissed
your brother. Yeah, I think that's pretty crazy, yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyways, back to the main point, which is?
Yeah, so you said that there's different themes, right? Mm. Different themes. Sometimes you guys will have themes, so that's why you're on a whole Halloween theme.
Depending on the occasion.
But then Christmas, there's one special one. You want to like...
Yeah, we have the end of year, K-pop all-in, or otherwise known as Kai.
Kai!
Yeah.
Kai.
I love the name. I don't know why. Kai. Sounds like nice.
Maybe, EXO Kai.
Oh my god. Okay, yes. So tell us more about K-pop All In. What's it about? What's the vibe?
Alright, so for the end of year KRPD or KDO monthly event, we just hold like the biggest one of all, which is like a K-pop appreciation festival, K-pop All In. So literally everything's in. We're gonna get like, instead of just from 7 PM to 10 PM kind of event, it's from 2 PM or even earlier last time. Yeah, before COVID, we was pretty much just full day events, filled with booths, guest performances, and one of the years we did try like a K-pop competition, inviting like guest judges and everything, and actual prizes also. So the budget was, you know, up there for that time. But after that, COVID, and now now we are coming back again. Finally, Kai number 8. So, this is the 8th Kai, official Kai, if you don't count COVID, and. We're coming back, but a little bit smaller than before due to budgeting and also some, you know, like renovating works and everything, our location.
Yeah, Skip. Yeah. I know Skip wants to, how to say, they want to rebuild Skip. Do you know about that?
They want to renovate. Yeah. That's why, like.
Is that not only Skip, you know, actually? It's the entire Somerset belt. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been new about it since 2019.
All right.
Yeah. So they had like a prototype beforehand and then they gathered like feedback on like that whole area. So Skip is renovating to that direction, but we digress.
We've been digressing. Okay, so if right me, I don't know what Kai is. So when I go to Kai, so like what you mentioned, I can expect like booths, I guess, and then like performances. Like it's mainly the random play dance. That is what I.
Yes, that will be at the end of it, like finale. It's like an after party after the event. Yeah, the guest performances is there to, you know, just for the groups to really showcase what they have done. Mm. They love, you know, showcase what they love for the whole day. So far, I think we can expect up to 29 performers.
29.
I got quite a few this year. Even though the stage is going to be a bit smaller than our usual ground theater stage. But, you know, it's going to be a day full of just... filled with entertainment.
Dang.
And at the end, you know, whoever's just still there and you have the energy, you know, just we have another maybe 3 hours or 2.5 hours maybe of random play.
2.5 hours of random play dance. Wait, how long does random play dance actually last? Like your normal...
3 hours, but we have chosen 30 songs first for every month. So those are voted songs. 30 songs. And then at the end of the 30 songs for the last hour, we have the shuffle, which means no one knows what's next. But for this one, we are going to have maybe 2 hours plus of shuffle. Just of all the top hits that we've got together so far this year.
Oh my god, like, I know, it sounds very quiet when McCoy is explaining, like, but you should see my face. I was like, 2.5 hours? What?
We've gone longer.
Wait.
And the vibes are really like, from what I remember, it's really just like everyone just come together and dance and like, you know, they just like, even if you don't really know the dance too much or you just know the killing point, and like literally like when
you just run.
Yeah, if only you know that one part, you can just run in and like, and after you can sit down.
Do you know I love watching random play dances, like the overseas ones. So fun. Like I'll see like, they'll like talk about, this girl again. The one like she purposely wears something very bright or whatever to come into the middle. And then like, or like, put an underrated king somewhere behind. Like he's just like slaying all the dancers from the back. Wow. Hey, got people ever post like a random play dance for Singapore on YouTube? I never seen before.
I mean, you guys YouTube, post, right?
Yeah, we do have our own channel. But our last video was probably pre-COVID. Yeah. And we just post some of the songs that we already had voted for. That means the shuffle, you know, is a bit too random. And you know, we don't really have the budget for all the cameras and everything. We just record the 30 songs usually that we voted for on the day itself. That means the songs that people already expect to know. Or expect on the day. Yeah.
And it's... Wait, okay. Sorry, I'm like so... So, wait, then how about for the monthly one, right? So monthly, people, how do people prepare for this? So when they vote for the songs, right? Technically, you already know what's going to play, lah. For like half of it at least, right?
Well, I'm the one setting the song. So for example, just imagine 2 weeks or 3 weeks uh-huh. before the event itself.
Uh-huh.
I'll just put up the poster saying next month's date mm-hmm. will be this date.
Uh-huh.
Request away.
Oh.
And they'll start spamming. Then from there, I'll start to select. And I'll try not to repeat songs from the previous month. So make sure the next month's song is at least something different. And there's no repeated groups. So 30 different groups, 30 different songs.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, that means there won't be two Blackpink songs inside. But in the shuffle, there can be more.
No, okay. The reason why I'm so like intrigued about Korean random dance play? Random dance play?
RDP? Random play dance.
Random play dance. Yeah. Random play dance because yeah. that. So, okay. You don't know this, Bukoy, but I'm going to a concert. I'm going to ITZY, which is in 20th of January. Then I'm going to Stray Kids on the 5th of February. And after that, Blackpink on the 13th of May. But then the reason why I'm saying all this is because I'm very capo. So I was in all three concerts, the Telegram chat group. So like they had a Telegram chat group where they talk about the concert, talk about tickets. So far the most active one is Stray Kids, because like yeah, you know, all the girls are Stray Kids. However, each group was planning having a discussion about having a random play dance before the concert. So that was why I was like, what is random play dance, yeah? So that's when I watched the different videos, and then like I found out that you're gonna come here, and I was like, oh, it's solid, like I ask you. So killing part is the part where like things you mentioned before to me is the one where everyone go crazy, is it? But there's never like nobody's specified, oh, that's the killing part.
As in sometimes like in like K-pop choreographies, you as a dancer will know, so like there's parts that is more iconic.
The
iconic part. So for example, after like what's after like,
okay, you know what? Okay, Zura, maybe like if you wanna do this also. Okay, so Sean, you're gonna like put the camera on the board. Sean is our production people. Okay. So right, how about I tell you a song?
Okay.
I tell you a song. Okay. And then you tell me like you can show me which is the killing part. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Will you be down for that?
Sure, but hopefully I know.
I think we'll go for groups that like that, you know, like everyone knows.
Okay.
But I myself don't know what the hell the killing part is, okay? Okay, let's do ITZY. What's ITZY's wannabe? What's it?
I don't know. This one.
Is it the bridge or is it the starting shoulders?
The both, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's always about the shaking, and after that, they, you know, I feel like the dance break and the intro.
Yeah, also ITZY's crown.
Oh, yeah, every comeback they have a crown.
Yeah, so that's very good choreo for them.
Okay, I've Love Dive.
Oh my god, the leg thing.
Oh, do you think that's the killing part?
The leg, the dance break, is
that's
it?
The dance break.
Oh my god.
That one is like, okay, everyone's just watching. Yep, it's nice. Then when everyone does the floor, everyone's just like, shh, you know.
Oh, but it's really backbreaking. Actually, it's really backbreaking. For me, it's love, like, I think the hand, Love Dive, like that. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god, this is so fun. Wait, I'm gonna ask you all more. Okay, let's Seraphim. Let's do Anti-Fragile.
I feel like
it's the stretching. The leg up.
Oh, the
Kazuha. Yeah.
Oh wow. So wait. So okay. Then how about Let's Seraphim Fearless? Is the chorus also again? Is
it's this one?
Okay, let's do boy groups.
Oh my god, boy groups, I cannot.
Do you know boy groups? Let's do like Maniac, Stray Kids.
The iconic part is mainly when it's Felix.
Yeah.
Actually, almost all the songs, the iconic part is Felix. But then the newest one, the 1-4-3.
Oh, that one I don't know.
You know?
1-4-3, I love you.
I think the killing part might be Bang Chan.
It's the
bun, bun, bun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so fun. What other groups are there?
See, it's girl group era, I'm sorry.
do you agree with Koi? Do you think that like girl group is ruling like this year?
Would say they have more comebacks for sure.
Right.
But also cause in terms of, I would say, I'm not so sure about the trend, but maybe there are just less guy group debuts. Like in recent times. Not as many as girl groups, maybe.
Yeah, I think they say got quite a lot of girl groups.
They're just killing it.
Yeah, then they come back very fast.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, IVE is technically like 1 year. And they did it, you did it at 3.
3, 4, yeah.
Yeah, IVE, New Jeans.
Yes, okay, so basically, right? So we talked about Kai for the dancing part, and then also, of course, of the Korean random play dance, yes. Correct? And, okay, now what I want to ask you, you just now mentioned that, oh, people can also do booths. Yes. So what can I expect?
You can expect, you know, merchandise sellers, fan clubs, you mm-hmm. know, to come. And even those who are not official sellers, they have merch and they just, you know, want to like trade or clear it, you know, sell to other people. They can also do that there. Mm. Doesn't really matter to me because at this point, it's like, you know, it's a reunion. Like mm. when I, you know, created the teaser for Kai and everything, it yeah. was like, you know, K-pop all in reunion. 8-bit, you know, number 8.
Yeah.
So gaming and everything, you know, more ooh, retro.
So oh. cute. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just more of like, I just added a theme for fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be a necessary theme for you to come as Mario or anything, but you can just, you know, just have fun as if you're playing games with your friends again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a reunion, right? You just come, trade, you know, you come back from overseas, you give your friends souvenirs, right? Something like that.
Mm. Yeah. That's fun.
It's been so fun. Years, yeah. yeah.
It's like a K-pop festival, yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see like a K-pop festival, but technically that's what Kai is.
Yeah,
kinda, yeah.
Maybe right. next year we'll have more plans.
Yeah, next year, we just is it venue, you know, everything. We just want to make it bigger next time.
I cannot wink. Can you wink?
Of course.
Can you wink?
With both eyes.
Yeah, I cannot, yeah, I cannot wink. Wait, so okay, talking about the future, right? So tell me, future 2023, is there anything fun we can expect?
Well, we do have some annual programs that we would like to still continue with, mm-hmm. right? But of course, want to make it bigger.
Mm.
So I'm still looking forward to create another Dance Dance Hallyu mm-hmm. with, along with Scape and a few other collaborators. So those are like, you know, competitions, you know, not say like this, it's not like have you heard of K-pop World Festival?
Yeah.
Right. It's the one that I went, is it?
Yeah, the competition in June this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went, that was in June?
It was in June. 20th June, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So basically what we're talking about is the
K-pop World Festival.
K-pop World Festival. So this is the competition where I saw a lot of different groups fighting to represent Singapore?
Yes, in Korea.
Yeah, in Korea, yeah. Right. Because yes. It was a collaboration with the South Korean embassy, because I remember some embassy people were there. Yeah.
And wow. You were a judge.
Yeah, I was one of the judges along with Jackie from the dance family and Ali also from old school.
Mm.
From old school.
Yeah. Ali. Yeah.
And the winner was
ZX.
Is it Z or Z? Like sometimes I say Z, people get angry. Sometimes I say Z, people get angry. So
maybe one day we have Z or Z axis come on, yeah.
To address the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For this part, right, McCoy? Actually, I'll ask you in our next episode. Cause surprise, we're splitting this episode into two. So obviously, for the first time, we'll talk more about Korean random play dance. As well as like K-pop all in. But the next episode, we're going to actually talk more about choreography.
Yes.
Which
he has no clue. I have some clue. But he's very interested after watching that K-pop dance competition. And we can talk more about like other K-pop dance competitions. I mean, that was Teenage. That's how Monster G started.
Mm.
Yeah, Teenage K-pop dance competition. You know the magazine?
Oh, My Teenage Magazine?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you got started?
Yeah, okay. Another episode of Monster G. We'll go into that. So, that is our episode today with McCoy on.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, just like, now you know that there's this K-pop festival in Singapore.
Yeah.
At Scape in town.
Yes.
And then, you know, you can just like come on down and...
I think, okay, are we going to release this before? When is...
Yes.
Kai is 17th December.
17th. Yeah. So Kai is happening on the 17th of December.
Correct.
At Scape. So
correct.
Come on down.
Have fun. Your friends.
Have fun.
Dance.
Yeah, dance. Like if you just know, okay, I love Hype Boy, but I don't know the dance. But I'm probably just going to go there and like sing and dance. Yes. Highlight right there.
That's all I know.
Yeah, so come on down if you have some merch that you want to, like, you know, show your crafts.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just DM
me.
Yeah, so yeah, anybody who's hearing who wants to have a booth or like to show off your work, I assume you can just like hit Moko up in his DMs, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I saw there was like this cute, I don't know whether they got applied for this year or not, but they were selling, you know, Pantones. Pantones, and then got the hashtag, then got the number, which is the color. So they were selling K-pop Pantones.
That is
like
cute.
Like a resin keychain based on the group. Ah, I saw. Very cute. I should have bought one.
Yeah, so just come on down and, you know, we'll bring, like, it's post-COVID. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, fun.
Let's have some fun. Yeah. So you can DM your interest at K-pop Dance Off on, right?
Yeah, K-pop Dance Off.
K-pop Dance Off on Instagram or at McCoy Sparks.
Yeah.
So you can go onto our Instagram. We'll tag them. You can find us. Give them a follow. Give us a follow. And come on down.
Slay.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, come follow our social at K-pop K-pose. I am a girl called Zul.
Koyum Lukman.
McCoy.
Sparks.
At K-pop Dance Off, give us a follow at Zirat Media. Also, YouTube.
All that stuff. If you're podcast, on Spotify.
If you're on Spotify, do give us a follow and also rank us.
Yeah, give us a 5-star. Don't be stingy. You can just give us a 5-star review. And with that, all the link to the socials for today will be in the description box. That is for YouTube. if you're listening to this on Spotify, yeah, we totally ready lah. Bye bye. See you next week.
Okay,
call
that separately again. Just like nana nana, yeah, nah, yeah, nana nana, nana nana, nah.